study for Coach Jay Harbaugh on Kyle Rudolph last year. But Jason Witten would be another guy, just a guy you can depend on in the run game and in the pass game. He does more traditional tight end. He's a very savvy route runner. He can get open a bunch of different ways. So, again, you know, we're all working towards a great back right now. So, obviously, we got a lot of
the with the feedback to the team this week?
I've had three meetings so far, you know, foremost. And, you know, we're just going on film, just watching our plays, watching my plays from early in the year. A lot of great feedback about, you know, I like the way I play. I think I'm a three down tight end. I can stay in the game to run, block in, pass catch.
Would you have those formals
with you? So far, I've had meetings with the Giants.
Jake, hey, have you met with the Giants?
In the
Some area scouts, but I haven't met with them.
Informally with the Jets?
Yes, sir. With the Jets, I've done informal with each team.
Like a term paper? Why did you do
the 32 teams, so that's where I am right now. I do. It was great. I mean, went over my film, as I stated earlier, and, you know, talked about plays and just went over it, the formations, and talked about my assignment on that particular play. Coach McAdoo was a great guy. Great personality.
What were some of the better plays you had this year?
Yeah, it was plays from games such as Texas A&M.
I don't think I'll be doing very much in the private workouts. At this point, it's just focusing on rehab. But maybe I will be. I can't say either or. But more so, that'll be just getting to know the coaches and the organization. Them
yeah, I take pride
me,
in it. And, I don't think it's underrated.
Checking in with how my rehab's going. Checking what kind of guy I am. What kind of my love for the game. And, you know, getting to know me as a person.
I don't think it's underrated or it's underlooked or anything. Yeah, but I do take a lot of pride in blocking.
What sets you apart?
I'll just say my ability to be a three-down tight end, being able to stay in the game and run block. Also being able to use my athletic ability in the passing game to separate from defenders.
Why did I say athletic ability, a guy that can play inline, slot as well as outside? How much does your versatility allow you to be such a playmaker?
A lot, man. Being very versatile as myself, I consider to go out wide, you know, be able to go in the slot. Whenever you can put a tight end in so many different places on the field, it's hard to key and to shut them down. So I think that's a huge asset that I have.
What player would you like to be compared to?
A guy I would compare myself to right now would be Greg Olsen of the Panthers. I think Greg does a great job of, you know, blocking. He's a guy that, you know, he's a three-down tight end. He runs great routes. Great hands, and, you know, a guy that I studied a lot on film in college, so I would compare myself to him.
You know, I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of guys.
A lot of respect for all the guys in the tight end class. We have a deep class this year. A lot of great talent. To be the first guy on the board would be, you know, a tremendous accomplishment. But, you know, far from that, I have a lot of work to do.
Hey, OJ, can you tell us a little bit about your development as a blocker? Think about when you first got to college to now. What were some of the stages that you had this season?
Technique was the biggest thing. Technique and footwork is the two biggest things to becoming a great blocker. And I think once I learned that, you know, and put my strength with it, you know, I became a better blocker. You know, as a young guy, I had no technique, just going in and playing, you know, freestyling. So once you get the technique down and the footwork, I think you can block anybody.
You could have gone anywhere in the country to play. What drew you to Alabama? What was the biggest thing for you?
I would say just the guys on the team before me. You know, always coming on visits as a recruit, and guys would just show me, you know, love as I was already on part of the team. You know, welcome me with open arms, and I never always got that love from Alabama. You know, it just felt like home. You know, before I even committed to the school. Yeah, Jordan Reed is a guy I love to watch also. He's a guy, you know, he's kind of considered a receiver by a lot of guys, but I mean, he runs really good routes, and the way he runs routes is fantastic. So I try to steal a lot of things from his book.
When you had the injury, it seemed like that night you're tweeting, and you seemed like you didn't have shown your explosiveness and your ability to block. What else do you want NFL teams to know about your hair?
Being a three-down tight end, you know, a guy that can come in and defenses cannot kill you just because you come in on 30 downs and you're going to go for a pass. I want to be a guy that stays on the field all times. I can do it all, play goal line, packages, all of the above, check all the boxes off.
Last question.
How big a deal is intelligence that your spot where I have to play fullback sometimes, tight end, even some wide out kind of stuff?
Can you say that one more time?
How big a deal is intelligence considering you line up at a lot of different spots?
Oh, yeah. You have to know the whole playbook. You know, we learn concepts and learn schemes. You know, I try to learn about three positions just in case, you know, I'm in that spot, you know, one day on the field. So, in tight end position and being a guy that can go and play different positions, you have to learn it all. And I think it takes a lot, but at the end of the day, it's worth it.
Be a first round pick with it. What's your reaction to that?
Outstanding. You know, that's something that you work for a lot. Everybody wants to go in the top two rounds, and to be a guy considered in the number one round, it's truly an honor.
It's only been a select few tight ends that have gone in the top half of the first round recently. Why do you think you maybe belong in that conversation?
Just the way I play. You know, I think I have a lot of, you know, athletic ability at the next level. Can get used a lot. You know, go out wide, make plays in the passing game. Like I said, I can stay in and block. And it's kind of rare to see a guy that's a three-down tight end nowadays that can do both. And I think that's what I bring to the table.
Is there some potential within you where you can keep on making growth in the NFL?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, I'm nowhere where I want to be. But I'm going to keep improving for sure. And, you know, as I get older and put on more weight and just get smarter and wiser, I think I'll become, you know, a complete tight end for sure.
Have you met at all with the Cowboys and the QCLs?
Dak,
when you were in college, when you were
in
Mississippi State,
when
I was, like, you were
at
Alabama?
Yeah, I did an informal meeting with the Cowboys tight end coach. Not formally, but, I watched Dak a lot to answer that question. You know, we played against him. They were in the same division as us, and, you know, we beat him every time. But, you know, he played hard every time we played him and had a really good game against us.
So just have informally,
no
formal
meetings
with the Cowboys?
No, sir.
How quickly do you think you can make a big impact?
I think right away because, you know, I feel I'm intelligent enough to come in and learn the playbook right away. I'm a guy that's willing to work hard, and that's what it takes. Come in, learn the playbook, work hard, and that's what I have.
What are your goals for the 40 and the other combine events? Do you have any?
Yeah, you know, I just want to go out and run a good 40, you know, put a good time up, you know, show that I have really good speed and the drills, just go out, you know, run good times, go hard, and, you know, just show effort.
What would you consider a good time?
40? I would probably say around the 4.58 range. It's a pretty good time for myself.
Do you ever get frustrated at Alabama that they didn't throw the ball more, particularly
to
you?
Frustrated, never. Disappointed, yeah. But, you know, I got kind of disappointed not to get the opportunities that I thought I should have gotten. Never got frustrated, though, because, you know, I was a team player, so I was excited to see us win, and you can't go wrong with winning.
Opportunities at the Senior Bowl, did that help you a lot?
Absolutely, yeah. The Senior Bowl was a great, you know, outing for me. I would recommend it to anybody to go and to increase your stock. You know, it was good to be able to get involved in the offense. You know, to go down, get passes that were short, you know, down the field. It was a really good sighting.
When you met with the Lions there, how did they tell you they would use you?
They never really got too much into how they use me in their scheme. You know, like I said, they just mainly talk about you as a player, you know, and, you know, things that you can improve on and areas they like about you.
A lot of teams struggle to score touchdowns in the red zone. Your athleticism, size, you can be an impact player in that area.
I do. I think, you know, splitting tight end out wide in the red area, you have to respect that. You know, sometimes there's a lot of great matchups with linebackers covering the guy in the red zone, safeties. And I think that's a mismatch. You know, I think I'm as a player, I can make plays.
OJ, what's the next step for Jalen Hurts? What's he need to improve this year and get better at?
You know, I think he's last year he had a really good success as a rookie. I'm sorry, as a freshman. But, you know, he's going to keep improving in the passing game. He did that in the end of the regular season last year, and I think that's what he's going to show next season.
There's certain routes that, you know, he's going to be working on or trying to hit this year that he wasn't able to hit last year.
You know, I'm not sure. You know, new offensive coordinator, you know, I don't know much about any of the schemes nowadays, but I think he's going to be better. Just, you know, work hard, you know, buy in to the process and always be in the moment. You know, always be where your feet are, just, you know, soak it up. Never met Coach Belichick. I've heard about him and Coach Saban's relationship. They're good friends, but I've never met him.
Did that meeting with the Giants go especially well? Or did you feel good about that meeting and why?
I did. I felt great about it. You know, we went over my plays and we talked about, you know, my assignment on that particular play, things I could have done better. It went well. You know, answered great questions. They asked great questions. So, You know, I think that's a successful meeting for me.
How do you tell teams about, like, you know, if you had a limited, more limited route tree at Bama, like, how do you tell them I am capable of that? You know, I can show you that. Like, how do you convince them?
Yeah. You know, I tell them, you know, I know I can do that route. You know, that's why I'm here training, you know, all season to open up and run new routes and become familiar with those type of routes. You know, that's just something that I think, you know, when you come down to private workouts, they'll have me do those type of things so they can see for themselves.
How about long term? Obviously, you're going to be a first round pick. That's pretty well set. Long term, I mean, what are you trying to do? I mean, you have, like, lofty goals, a Hall of Fame, any kind of stuff that's on your mind?
Well, you know, goals are, you know, they can get kind of, you know, tricky, but, you know, I just want to try to get in and have the rookie year first, you know, but, you know, I have goals, but, you know, right now I just want to come in and help out the team as a rookie.
Did you have a formal meeting with the Tigers?
No, I did not. No, I did not have a formal meeting with those guys. I met with him before, but not today, not this week.
Derek putting in a word for you there?
Say that again?
Derek putting in a word for you there?
Yeah, I think he is. He's going to look out for me.
OJ, where'd you
go? Rookie year. I want to come in and be a hard worker, show the team that I'm capable of making plays, you know, come in and be a team player and be a game changer for any team that drafts me.
Where'd you do your Michael? I'm sure somebody's asked you about
I was down in Phoenix, Arizona, training at Exos. That was really good for me.
Glad you came back last year.
Absolutely. It was the best decision I've ever made in my life so far. You know, I had the opportunity to graduate college, and I did that.
So it's not so much
as a football
scheme,
player. I got better.
But want to.
I improved in blocking. You know, I understood the game more. Then I came back and played for a great coach. So, you know, you can't beat that.
What's the toughest question you've gotten in an interview so far?
What is something that you do not like about football? You know, that's a hard question. It's a lose-lose situation, it seems like it.
And what was your answer?
I hate plays that doesn't involve the tight end. You know, I love to be a part of the offense, so I'm always willing to make a play.
OJ, have you touched base with Detroit during the pre-draft process yet?
Tonight.
What would it be like looking for next year with another top tight end in Eric Ebron in an offense?
I think it would be very exciting. You know, Eric Ebron is a great tight end, top 10 pick. He's a guy that runs, you know, he does a great job in the route running game also. And two guys like that, it's going to be hard to key in on one guy.
You were coming off a perfect ending last year after the championship game as far as if you had turned pro then. What went into your decision to come back?
Say that one more time.
You were coming off a perfect ending last year when you guys won the championship and you were the MVP in that game. And you could have turned pro then. What went into your decision to come back?
Oh, man, just knowing as a player that I could improve in certain areas such as the run game, you know, route running, just understanding the game as a whole, and that had a big part to play in it, and ultimately why I came back to school.
I read the story about your prom back in high school. Do you feel like, as good as football is, that you can have a bigger impact in life beyond just football stuff, that you can be a role model and a difference maker in life?
Absolutely. I think that's what it comes down to. You know, football is going to end eventually. And the way you can impact other people's lives and change, you know, the way they look at things, I think that takes you a long way.
What's your degree in, OJ?
Thank you, guys.
OJ, your degree, what is it in?
Communication studies.
Did you ever have a job in high school?
No.